was usually in the middle of a shift at work, and she'd leave her standard call me when you get a sec message. She never rang me up like this, urgently. Was something wrong? I found my bag halfway under the bed and tugged it out by one of the straps. Palming my phone, I answered the call just before the last words of the verse sounded.
Hey, what's up?
I asked, voice strained and anxious, stumbling brokenly through my greeting. My head hit the side of the mattress as I resumed my location on the floor, with my knees pulled in close against my chest.
Sid?
Tori's voice cracked with a whimper.
Hun, hey, are you busy right now? Do you have a minute to talk? I need to talk.
I blinked rapidly at her distressful tone. I suddenly couldn't remember the last hour or however long I had been in this room. I couldn't remember the bomb Marcus dropped in my lap before he dismissed me with a curt nod and went about his business doing God knows what. My hands no longer shook. My breathing was even, focused. I had never heard my best friend cry. Never. Not once in the 12 years we'd known each other. And we'd been through some shit, let me tell you. But she was crying now. I was right. Something was off. Worry consumed me. My blood ran.